Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 8, 2006. Twenty Palestinian civilians are killed and 40 are injured in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, while in the West Bank, the Israeli army kills 5 Palestinians and takes prisoners. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. After the Israeli army shelled a civilian area in Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip early Wednesday morning. 8 of the killed were children and all of the casualties were family members and relatives. They were murdered as they slept in their homes. The bodies were severely mutilated as a result of the shelling and the injured residents were sent to 4 hospitals across the Gaza Strip. Here is Ayman Othman, a resident of Beit Hanun, who lost 18 of his family members in the attack.
I have lost all of my family. My mom, my sister, my brother's wife, my cousins. All of us are from the same family. Those injured are also part of our family. My brother and his son are both in critical condition. My uncle, his wife, son and daughter are dead. All of those who have died are my brothers or first cousins. There was no resistance today or in the past few days. During the first day of the invasion of Beit Hanun, soldiers stormed our house and searched it before leaving. On Tuesday, they searched our house again and found no weapons and no resistance fighters.
The military operation came less than 12 hours after the Israeli army said it ended its 6-day invasion to Beit Hanun, which claimed the lives of 65 residents and left over 100 injured. Israel called the massacre a mistake. Israel claimed they targeted areas where homemade Qassam shells were being fired into Israeli areas, but local residents said rockets had not been fired. A senior Israeli military source stated that the main assumption now is that the artillery unit was given wrong coordinates. Israel's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, expressed regret for the deaths. Israel, for its part, maintains its right to defend itself, while Palestinians are condemned for doing so. Israel Online Daily, Haaretz, reported that the Israel Army Forces Chief of Staff, Dan Halutz, appointed Major General Meir Khalifi to head an investigation of the shelling. On the other hand, the Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem called for a criminal investigation into the deaths. Here is Saret Mikhaeli from B'Tselem.
Opposition is that whoever ordered that attack should have known reasonably. I mean, it's not unreasonable to expect that if you're aiming this type of attack at an area that's very close to where civilians are living, there is a high probability that they're going to be killed. Therefore, police investigation, a criminal investigation into suspected war crimes has to be conducted.
Both Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh condemned the massacres and declared a 3-day period of mourning for those killed. In the meantime, Palestinian resistance movements retaliated by firing homemade shells at Israeli targets near the Gaza Strip and vowed to continue resisting the occupation forces working in the Gaza Strip and promised the Israeli army a strong response to the crimes committed by the Israeli troops in Beit Hanun. Earlier on Wednesday at dawn, undercover forces of the Israeli army shot and killed 5 Palestinians in Al-Yamun town west of Jenin in the northern part of the West Bank. At least 16 residents were taken prisoner in the village and several surrounding areas. An Israeli military source said that elite units operating in the village spotted a group of gunmen and opened fire at them. Local sources reported that 3 of the 5 Palestinians killed on Wednesday were in fact executed. After undercover forces shot and injured the 3, they took them to a nearby house and executed them. Here is Dr. Iyad Samara from El Yamun.
The occupation forces stopped ambulances and doctors from reaching the injured. I saw the 3 injured talking to neighbors at a house nearby before the soldiers took them behind the house and murdered them in cold blood.
The undercover forces invaded the town at 2:30 a.m., surrounded a house where the fighters were hiding, and fired Energa bombs that caused massive fire. The undercover forces occupied some houses and ordered the residents to remain silent or be killed. The houses overlook the house where fighters usually gather, Dr. Samara stated. Two residents were killed in the attack, one of them was standing on his balcony. Both were shot in the head. Meanwhile, Israeli troops broke into dozens of homes, searched them, and took three residents prisoner. Soldiers claimed to uncover two automatic rifles, a gun, and weapons in the houses of the three residents. 13 residents, including five brothers, were also taken prisoner in the nearby Kabatiya town and the village of Azababda. All prisoners were taken to unknown locations, local sources reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.